I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello everyone, Sean Ferrick here for WHO Culture, and it's lovely to see you all again. Now, jump into a TARDIS with me and go back to 2005. You hear that Russell T Davies, you know, your man who did Queer as Folk, is going to be taking over Doctor Who. Party is like, okay, that's a choice. Another part of you is like, oh man, I loved Queer as Folk, it was so good. Another part of you is like, what's a Doctor Who? All of these different audiences existed in the before times, before Christopher Eccleston, before the first series. Now, we are now in a position again where we've heard that Russell T Davies, yes, your man who did Queer as Folk, is about to take over Doctor Who again. And there's feelings about that online. Generally, I will say, positive. Before I go any further with this article, I want to make absolutely clear that this is not about bashing Stephen Moffat or Chris Chibnall. All right, that's not what this is about. Yes, I'm aware of the title of this video, but don't worry, we are not here to be like, oh, Doctor Who is terrible these days. We are here to talk about the future of the franchise and what can be done with it. So, with that in mind, I'm Sean Ferrick for WHO Culture, and here are 10 ways Russell T Davies will save Doctor Who. Number 10, familiar faces. Now, it's old news at this stage that David Tennant and Catherine Tate will be reprising their roles in the upcoming specials. And in fact, David Tennant has already returned to the role in the closing seconds of The Power of the Doctor. What we don't know yet is though, even though David Tennant is portraying the 14th incarnation of the Doctor, is there a specific reason the Doctor has regenerated into David Tennant in the same way that there was a reason that Peter Capaldi's wonderful attack eyebrows were chosen? Or will this be tied into a larger trick by someone else storyline? The Day of the Doctor also introduced the idea that as the Doctor would go along in their lifetime, they would begin to revisit some of their old favourites of faces. Think of the Curator played with absolute glee by Tom Baker in that scene with Matt Smith. I mean, who didn't love that scene? I will be very clear. There is obviously a fan service reason to the return of David Tennant and Catherine Tate as an invitation to bring people back. But what's really exciting is that we know Russell T Davies is going to find a way of turning this obvious bit of fan service into what will probably be a crucial part of an ongoing story. Number 9, high emotional stakes. Now, if there's one thing that Russell T Davies knows how to do as a writer, it's to get an emotional response from his audience. Think of the excitement in the room when Bad Wolf returned, and think of how much we all shattered into little bits of emotional glass when we realised why there's never been a human Time Lord meta-crisis before. We're not exactly asking Russell to carve out our hearts with a butcher's knife every single week, please, but what we do know is that he will write stories and showrun in such a way that we're going to get so invested in these characters that when inevitably something exciting or tragic happens, we're going to care. That's also, it must be said, it's not to say that we didn't have this in Moffat's era, of course we did, or that we didn't have it in Chibnall's era, again, of course we did. I will say for myself personally, I thought the balance started to get a little bit off as the show went along. So I'm hoping Russell will be able to rein that back in now under his tenure. Number 8, all the strange creatures. I want to be absolutely clear when I say Segun Akinola's music is beautiful. for the era of the 13th Doctor. It is a mature cinematic scale that is just, I mean, I love it. I listen to the soundtrack on repeat. Absolutely love it. My point here is the return I would like to see is of sort of a populist reach out to our audience via the soundtrack. It's been 9 years since the last Doctor Who proms took place for the 50th anniversary, and think of how wonderful those concerts were for both celebrating the music of Doctor Who, but also bringing younger viewers in to a sort of a classical music education as well. I am a big fan of Murray Gold's music, and yes, selfishly, I would love to hear Murray Gold return as the composer. As of the recording of this video, there is no confirmation as to who will be composing the score for this new era of Doctor Who. It would make a lot of sense that it would become, again, Murray Gold, as he and Russell have continued to work together throughout the years. I believe wholeheartedly that we should have a celebration of all of the music of Who, with the populist themes of Murray Gold, with the, you know, the mature and heartbreaking themes of Segun Akinola, and also, although this is Murray Gold again, the absolute tear-inducing, just body-shattering, sad themes like think The Rueful Fight of Donna Noble or The Wedding of River Song. I've made myself sad now. Number 7. Crash, bang, wallop! When I was very new to Doctor Who, this is quite a few years ago now, cause I'm old, I remember vividly being in a room with a bunch of people much bigger Doctor Who fans than I was, and we were watching a scene, and everyone was up on their feet, and they were whooping and hollering, and I thought, this is amazing, what's happening? And it was because of this explosive style that Russell brought to his era of Doctor Who. One of the people in the room said, he's a very crash, bang, wallop showrunner, and at the time I thought, that's very funny. And now I think that's a perfect description of Russell's tenure as the showrunner of Doctor Who. As we went into Stephen Moffat's era, it became a little more confined. There was more character-driven episodes. And although it wasn't completely gone, think of things like the Pandorica opens and the Big Bang for one, there were still those big moments, but there was a lot more quiet moments as well. But one thing that I think is fair is that throughout Russell's tenure, he managed to have the silliness of the high stakes balanced with those deep character moments. That it's something I would like to see that balance returning under Russell's tenure again. Number 6, his return will unite fans. When the announcement hit that Russell T Davies was returning as the showrunner for Doctor Who, there was an audible gasp that went up from Doctor Who fandom. And that's because people were excited to see what he would bring back to the show. As early as the Stephen Moffat years, Doctor Who started to lose some viewers. It then gained a lot of the American audience as it began to grow bigger overseas. But really, Doctor Who had been a British institution for a long time, and a lot of those fans were starting to drift away. This would only continue again under Chibnall's era, and eventually it started to feel a little bit like every week you would have a war online as to the people who loved it, the people who hated it, and the people asking, Doctor Who's still on the air? With Russell coming back, there is a palpable excitement between old fans, new fans, and those who only discovered Doctor Who after Russell actually left as showrunner. So there is an awful lot to be said for this man bringing everyone back together and uniting them under the Doctor Who banner again.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Number 5, the backing of the Mouse House. One of the biggest pieces of news to drop since the announcement of Russell T Davies' return is the fact that it's going to partner with Disney Plus to distribute new episodes of Doctor Who, beginning with the specials in 2023. Disney Plus has over 150 million subscribers in 106 countries as of the recording of this video. That is a subscriber base that Doctor Who has never known before this. It's incredible. This will allow new viewers to come in week by week and see the show on the same platform as, you know, the Star Wars shows, the Marvel shows, the Pixar shows. This is big. As of the recording of this video, we know that in the UK, the BBC is going to remain the home of Doctor Who. We're still not really sure what's happening with the Republic of Ireland as to what's, you know, whether we will get it exclusively via BBC. We don't have access to iPlayer here. And then outside of the UK and Ireland, it seems that Disney Plus is going to be the place to check in week by week. Number 4, Doctor Who Cinematic Universe. Now, before Russell was announced as the returning showrunner, he gave interviews in which he spoke about the potential for a cinematic universe under the Doctor Who banner, akin to that of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Now, if you think, we've had Torchwood, we've had the Sarah Jane Adventures, and although it was short-lived, we also had Class, proving that there can be spin-offs to this main property as well. Now, think of the excitement that comes with that. Think of episodes like The Stolen Earth, Journey's End, and The Wedding of Sarah Jane Smith, which shows just how exciting it can be to have characters from different series turning up in each other's shows. Think of the excitement that this can bring as well. If you know that, for example, you know, let's take Catherine Tate is returning as Donna Noble. Suddenly we have a spin-off series that's focusing on some of the classic companions like Ace or Tegan. And then, oh, it's been announced that Catherine Tate's going to guest star. Of course you're going to tune in and watch. I know I will. This is another thing that harks back to an earlier point, that Russell knows how to elicit emotional responses from his audience. If there is to be a series of spin-off shows from Doctor Who, it's only going to help the entire franchise grow. Number 3, Russell T Davies is even better now than he was in 2005. As previously mentioned, in 2005, Russell T Davies had already released Queer as Folk. Now that was a bold and provocative show, something that most certainly was not family friendly. So eyebrows were raised when they heard that this same writer was going to take over Doctor Who. He managed to take some of the adult themes that have been presented in shows like Queer as Folk, but display them in such a way that it was less in your face and more a part of life. One of the funniest reviews I ever heard is that under Russell T Davies' tenure, everyone in space was either bisexual or Welsh. And as a queer creator myself, I have always loved that description. In the years that have gone by, think of what Russell has been involved in. If you haven't seen Years and Years, I implore you to go and watch it. It gives a very frighteningly accurate depiction of what's probably going to be coming in the next few years in terms of politics and, you know, just life in general. Of course, however, the biggest thing that has happened since that is the miniseries It's a Sin. Now, It's a Sin was an absolute triumph of writing, of acting, of directing, everything. It's a difficult watch, but it is a beautiful story at the same time of this group of queer people and friends in the 80s in England. But it shows as well how good Russell still is at creating an engaging narrative while bringing very realistic characters in, while also, I say again, evoking emotional response from his audience. Russell has only gone from strength to strength in the years since leaving Doctor Who, and now we get that same writer with 13 more years of experience under his belt. Number 2, a more consistent stream of episodes. From 2005 until 2008, Doctor Who enjoyed one season per year, usually consisting of about 12 to 13 episodes. Then in 2009, we moved to the specials that would see out David Tennant's, well, first run as the Doctor. We would get season 5 after that, but then season 6 was split into two. From that time on, the show became a little bit more stilted. Now, if you fast forward to 2022, we only had 3 episodes of Doctor Who this year, so the gaps between these stories are getting longer and longer, which runs the risk of audiences just losing interest. What we would love to see is the return of that week-to-week story. Something, again, that was so, so powerful under Russell's tenure is that setting up of a story week 1, paying it off week 2, or if you think to, well, all of his series, but particularly season 3, the whole vote Saxon, Yana, you are not allowed. Oh, that was perfect. I loved the payoff, and I think it benefited from consecutive weeks, that it was fresh in people's minds. So that is something that I think will seriously benefit Doctor Who. We know that there's 3 specials next November, but as that is a transitory period going into then Shuti Gatwa's first season as the Doctor, hopefully that will see a return of weekly stories. Number 1, a marketing campaign that celebrates the show. When The Power of the Doctor was released, we did a review here on this channel, and a lot of the comments said that they were really happy we had, because they hadn't even known the episode was airing. Think back to 2009, you couldn't go near the BBC without David Tennant popping his head out of somewhere at you, or Doctor Who being mentioned in some context or another, because the marketing campaign went into overdrive. There were many jokes in the Ferrick household about, like, you know, you'd be watching something like EastEnders, fully expecting the TARDIS to appear in the Queen Vic. While maybe that might be overkill, definitely we need to see a more consistent and more obvious stream of marketing for the show, because it's a simple fact. The more you hear about something, the more you think about something. Maybe that doesn't necessarily translate into views, but certainly we've got to get it back in the public eye again, much more so than it has been. Marketing for Doctor Who was pretty much at its peak under Russell T. Davies' first era, so I am quietly confident we are about to enter another big era of marketing push for Doctor Who. I think that's only going to benefit the show. Now, I don't personally have access to a TARDIS, so I can't really say what's going to happen with any kind of certainty, but for me, I'm a bit convinced that we are looking at a new golden age of Doctor Who under Russell T. Davies, and I couldn't be happier.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.